the sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed at all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast, Lord knows I paid some dues, getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoe. Tangled up in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. Fuck me to you. Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
1,000 points of light, WMFO. This is me just logging in now. Some issues with security. You know, it's funny is that we have New Order playing underneath. I'm used to playing that on my show. I sort of broke in like I'd been here all along, when in fact I'm just arriving. There's the irony for you. So here's what's going on. Aside from the fact that I'm having trouble getting in and out of the station, we are... paying a little homage to Radiohead on the 20th anniversary of OK Computer. So I spent some time listening and curating very carefully the B-side and oddities and unreleased tracks from OK Not OK. And of course, we'll be playing the entirety of OK Computer this evening. And I realize that's not enough for a whole show, but since I was late and I brought the bends, we should be able to fill things in. So here's how we're going to start. Rather than play it from start to finish, we're going to go a little more randomly. We're going to start in the middle, because that's how we are over here at 1,000 Points of Light. We're going to start with Karma Police, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This you're listening to the OK Computer Show, just for tonight. 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
I've given all I can, but this is what you get.
Radiohead, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Man of War. One of the, from the second disc, one of the B-sides and unreleased tracks from OK Not OK. Before that, Airbag from OK Computer. Prior to that, I Promise. One of the songs they debuted, I think it was, maybe it was late last year, and Tom York introduced it as saying that this is a song that we thought didn't wasn't good enough to be on the original record. On the original Riesel of the record. And so now we're going to play it for you. It's a pretty good song, actually. That one, I think I prefer Man of War to I Promise, but Karma Police started off the show. I wanted to start it off. You know, it's funny, after I played that, I realized that maybe I should have just like played all of the tracks because they seem to be fitting together. They fit together really well on the record in a certain order. And here I am breaking them all up. But, I mean, it's kind of boring just to play them all in a certain order, and I wanted to start off with Karma Police because I had to deal with the Tufts Police to get in here. I don't know. It's just me, but I think I'll probably go with the order of the record from now going forward, interspersed with the second disc as well. That's going to be my plan. Anyway, up next, it's going to be Paranoid Android, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Stop the There's nothing
today we escape.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford, and that is exit music for a film. This is the Radiohead show tonight on the 20th anniversary of OK Computer, a classic, one of the greatest records ever made. I'll say it right now, and I'll say it again. Well, from OK Not OK before that, Subterranean Homesick Alien from the original record. Prior to that song, Melatonin. Prior to that, also from OK Not OK and Paranoid Android started off the set. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford, and Radiohead all night, or at least until they kick me out, which at this rate will probably be around 10 o'clock when songs from the Squid Pod shows up. Anyway, this OK Not OK is quite an impressive collection of stuff. There's some unique artwork. There's a whole other record that they basically packaged you know, with the original remastered version. They have lots of really cool versions in vinyl, a booklet of Tom York's notes and scribblings, unique artwork from Tom York, and also from a some of the other artists. I think Donnie and Donwood and Chuck and others. And not to be outdone or not to make it seem obsolete, the whole thing is available digitally as well. So there's a, not that I'm selling, it's not like I'm getting a commission, but you know, it's kind of like, seems like a pretty good package. I think I was in Montreal recently, I saw it for $50. So it's not something you just kind of buy without really feeling it, depending on your income, I suppose. But still, I think worth it for one of the greatest records ever made. Let's move on. Up next, it's Polyethylene Parts 1 and 2 from OK Not OK, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you.